ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Eliman Menachemov, Bizchus Shani Rachel Bas Orna, Yael Bas Orna, and Eliman Gavriel Ben Orna.
We're learning Maseches Sanhedrin Daf Samach Aleph. The Gemara brings the Machlokes Rebbechem Shlokesh, starting at Daf Samach Amud Beis, HaShoichet Behema Lizuk Dom Al Averis Kechavim, Ulahak Techalub Al Averis Kechavim. Someone shechs the Behema to do Zriko Aktorah for Averis Kechavim. Rabbi Yechanan Amar Asura, Yishlokesh Am Muteris. Rabbi Yechanan says that this behemoth becomes the Kruvis of Avodah Zarah, even though he didn't actually do the Shechita L'Shem Avodah Zarah. He did the Shechita Amanas to do the Zrik L'Shem Avodah Zarah. But he didn't do the Shechita itself L'Shem Avodah Zarah. Still, Rabbi Yechanan held it's called the Kruvis of Avodah Zarah, and it's also Vahanot. And Yishlokesh holds it's Muter, because Yishlokesh holds, since he didn't do the Shechita L'Shem Avodah Zarah, he did the Shechita Amanas Lizuk L'Avodah Zarah, and Yishlokesh holds Ein Mechashem Avodah L'Avodah. And Rashi says, Rabbi Yechanan learned it out from Pigel. Rabbi Yechanan learned it out from Machshevis Pigel. Machshevis Pigel is Me'avayda La'avayda. Yeshechted Al-Manas to be Zergd Adam L'macher. It's Pigel. So mainly you learn out from Pigel that that's called the Machshava to passel the carbon. And Mishlagi says, it's Mutalei Afinu Chutz Mipnim. Rei Mechashu Me'avayda La'avayda. So the Gemara and the Havim in the thought that the same Machloikish Rabbi Yechanan and Mishlagish have Legabei if the behemoth becomes the Kruvis of Avayda Zarah. It's the same achleikas lagabe nechiv misa. That according to Rabbi Yechanan that says that it's a surah, meaning the behemoth becomes the kruvis of Avodah Zarah, vayistayis, that's called the maisa of Avodah Zarah, oy bezayin is a chiv misa. And Mishlokesh it says it's mutter, that means that the behemoth doesn't become the kruvis of Avodah Zarah because he didn't do the shchit l'shem Avodah Zarah, he did almanas lizrik, eim mechashim avodah l'avodah. So who and then he wouldn't be chayiv misa. So that's what the Gemara asks, that Mishlokesh should have the extra pasuk saying chayiv misa. So the Gemara says, no. Rav Papa first said the opposite. The Rabbi Yechanan, even though Rabbi Yechanan says that the behemoth becomes the kruvis of Avodah Zarah, but that's only the behemoth. But the gavra is lav bar katola, so even the Rabbi Yechanan, it should be shver that you should use the pasuk to tell you this case. Because the machlokes is shlokes Rabbi Yechanan is also lagabit the kruvis of Avodah Zarah, that the behemoth become the kruvis of Avodah Zarah. Mashen came to the person, is he considered a ovid of Avodah Zarah? Lamai said he never did the shechita l'shem of Avodah Zarah. He did the shechita almanas lizuk dam of Avodah Zarah. So he's zichah not an ovid of Avodah Zarah. So Mela, that was Rav Papa saying that even Rabbi Yechanan should use the pasuk for that. But then the Gemara says Rav Acher ben Avikah says vaket. That's not a kasha on anyone, because even according to Rish Lakish, he is considered a Avodah Zarah. He does get misa. And he brings a raya, mina dahava mishtachav alahar, dahar mutav oiv de besayif. Just like you find someone is mishtachav to ahar, the har doesn't become the kruvis of Avodah Zarah, but still the person's called an oivid of Avodah Zarah. Rashi says the drasha is because it says, al haharim aleheim, al haharim aleheim, but not haharim aleheim. The har can't be called an Avodah Zarah. So Mela, Zakt Rashi here also, since the shechit is a tzayich zrika, and he was chashev b'shchita manas lizrik, that's an oivid of Avodah Zarah. Atkan the sugya. So the Brisk Rav, on Zvachim Nafyud, there the Rosh of the Gemara brings in the sugya, l'gabi the sugya there in Zvachim, chashev l'avodah l'avodah l'gabi shloi l'shma. The Brisk Rav in the Chedushi Agriz on Zvachim Nafyud, he says a few oris which are very negated to our sugya. I'm going to say over the oris that the Brisk Rav said on Zvachim Nafyud that's negated to our sugya. First, one thing, which is not directly negated to our sugya, but he brings a raya from our sugya. There the Gemara was discussing if you have a shechita, amanash lizuk dama shalai lishma. The shechita was lishma, amanash lizuk dama shalai lishma. So the Gemara brings the same shayla, the same achleikas, yibreich and shlokish, if a chashim avayda l'avayda, or not. So the Biskira v'ana chakira. That you say that a shechita, amanash lizuk dama shalai lishma, That we say that it's possible, mechashim avayda l'avayda, but what's the machshava? Is the machshava on the zrika, or is the machshava considered a machshava on the shechita? Because Be'etzim he never had a machshava on the shechita. The shechita he didn't do shalai l'shma. He did the shechita amanas lizuk dam shalai l'shma. So is that the pshat that it's called the machshava on the zrika? Not that it passels the zrika. He didn't do a zrika. He did a shechita. It passels the shechita. But what passels the shechita? The machshava on the zrika passels the shechita. The balti had a machshava on the zrika b'shas the shechita. That passes the shechita. That's a chiddush mechashel na'avodah l'avodah. Normally, you have to have a machshava on the avodah b'shas the avodah. And the apostle said, Avaida, Kamash Malon, that when you have a machshava on a different Avaida, Bishas, this Avaida, the machshava on the different Avaida, the machshava on the Zrika, apostles the Shkita. That's one side you can learn. Or you can learn, no, the machshava on the Zrika, Bishas, the Shkita, that's called the machshava on the Shkita. When you shecht on Manas Lizuk Dom Shloy Lishma, so you, that's called the Shkita Shloy Lishma. Is the pshat? No. It's called that you have a machshev zrika shlo lishma, and the machshev zrika shlo lishma passed the shkita. Well, no. It's called a machshev on the shkita gufa. Even though you didn't have a machshev on the shkita, be'etzim, he said a shkita amanas lizrik, but that's the chiddush mechash levedvad. It's called a machshev on the shkita. So he says he has a raya to the second side. It's a machshev, the chalais machshev is on the shkita, not on the zrika. Because by Vaidazari, he says the whole kakir is not chaych. Vibad the Gemara tells us to Avodah Zarah, by Psalm Machshav you could hear such a thing. That Be'etzim it's a Machshav on the Zrika, and that could pass all the Shkita. But by Avodah Zarah, it's not a Psalm Machshav. Avodah Zarah, the Pshat is, you need a Shkita for Avodah Zarah. You can't have a Machshavis Zrika to make a Shkita for Avodah Zarah. The only way a Shkita could be for Avodah Zarah if the Shkita line is for Avodah Zarah. So you see from there this you say, that if you hold mechash me'avayda l'avayda, the shchita amanas lizuk lives a shchita shloy lishma. And that's the same thing in our sugi, the shchita amanas lizuk dama l'avayda zara lives a shchita for avayda zara. Not the pshan that the machshav and the zrika passes the shchita. That's not shaykh by avayda zara. That could be shaykh by shloy lishma. That's a din of psuli machshava, that a machshava on one avayda could pass a different avayda. But by avayda zara, avadi need the avayda should be done b'tayris avayda zara. It's not shaykh b'chlau that it should ask to the carbon unless the Avaidu was done by Teres Avaidu Zara. So it must be that Mechashim Avaidu Avaidu Zipshat, that the Shechita blames a Shechita, Shloy Lishma, or a Shechita for Avaidu Zara. That's one hour. Pashit. But then he has an hour on the Ikasugya. What's Takab Shat? The Gemara is being Mephalpil, the Gemara Shakli Vitari, like we said, there was one sad that the Mechleikis Rebeichim and Shlokish Benigei, if it's Takulis Avaidu Zara, when you do a shchita, amnas lizrik, the shame of Eidazara, does that make the behemoth the kuvus of Eidazara? And there was it sad that that's gufa shaila if the Eivid is going to be chayiv miso or not. That's gufa the shaila. The same shaila of the behemoth is also by no, is the same shaila of the Eivid is chayiv miso. But then the Gemara says chalukim. The Gemara first said a chiluk that the behemoth is nesar, according to Rabbi Yechanan, but l'chuli alma, the gav is not chayiv miso. Then the Gemara says the chiluk v'keret. Be'emesin, according to everyone, the guy is chayiv misa. Now the behemah, that's a shaila. So for that svara, the Gemara says, the Gemara brought a dimyan. The Gemara said, Avaraya could be such a thing, that the gavah should be chayiv misa, even though the behemah is not necessary. Because you see, mishtach v'lahar, the har is mutter, and I've de b'sayiv. Vaistais, it's not totally abaha. You can have a case where the guy gets misa, the Eved gets misa, and still the neva doesn't become aser. So, Frank de Briskerov, what type of a dimyan is that? There, it's mamish and gansen a maisa avodah zara. He was Eved the har. Why doesn't the har become aser? Chay de teretz is, there's exeris akasel, like Rashi brought down, that a har doesn't have an iser of avodah zara. A beit abdun is a chiyav to destroy all avodah zara, al-harim, and not the harim alayn. The Chumr is mufka from the din of becoming Nesa. But the Etzim Maisa Avaida wasn't Gansan Avaida Zar. Mashenkin here, Be'emesin of Behem Avada becomes Nesa. Feshach the Behem L'shem Avaida Zar becomes Nesa. Why should this Behem not become Nesa? Al Karchach, there's something missing with the Avaida Zar. Al Karchach, it's not really an Avaida Zar, because since you didn't do the Shkita L'shem Avaida Zar, you did the Shkita Manas L'zrik. So that's gufa why it doesn't become nesar, because it's not considered that you really did avodah zara. So how could you be mechalik if you didn't do avodah zara? So why you chayiv misa? What's the dinim from harim? Harim, you did avodah zara. The har can't be nesar because it's a din mechum, it doesn't become nesar, even if it's avodah zara. Even if the maisa was a maisa avodah zara. But mechum, it doesn't become nesar. Mashenki in here, you did a shechita, amanash lizuk damal avodah zara, and you're telling me the behemoth doesn't become nesar. Al karchak the pshat is that al kaponim something's missing that's not considered really avodah zara. So where do you see then that the gavra should be chayiv misa? if something's missing when the gate the kruvis of avodah zarah, so the gavra also shouldn't be chayav misa. So Zagdur Biskarov like this. He says, there's a Rashi in Chulun Daf Mem that's mechalak between a har and a bal chai. We have a din that a har, a mechubra, doesn't become nesa. We also have a din a bal chai doesn't become nesa. The Gemara learns it out that since there's a pasuk telling you that nevad is also to a carbon, you're not allowed to bring nevad as a carbon, vaisis lahed yid its mutter. No more in Tumur Daf Chav Tes. So, but Rashi makes a chilek. Because what if you do a takruvis of avodah zarah? What if you go and you bring an offering of avodah zarah to a har? So Rashi says, if you bring an offering of avodah zarah to a live animal, that becomes neser b'hanah. Because the live animal doesn't become neser, but the takruvis to the live animal, that's not a live animal, that becomes neser. Mashenkin, if you do takruvis to a har, the takruvis also doesn't become neser. That's what Rashi holds in Chulin. And what's the svara? The svara is like this. A bal chai has on it a chaloi shem avodah zarah. It's avodah zarah, period. How come it's not nesa? Exeris the cost of a bal chai can become nesa even though it's an avodah zarah. But the kruvis to a bal chai is the kruvis avodah zarah. Now, shengi in the har tainit Rashi, the har, the exeris the cost of is, it's not avodah zarah. Al harim aleheim v'loi harim aleheim. A har is nishken avodah zarah. There's no way you could turn a mechubah and make it into an avodah zarah. So who would then, if you makrif to the har, it won't be called the kruvis avodah zarah? Because it's not chal on the har, chaloi shem avodah zarah. The har is not avodah zarah. A behema, a bal chai, is an avodah zarah. It's an avodah zarah that's mutter. It's also legvaya. It's also as a carbon. It's an avodah zarah. But it's an avodah zarah which doesn't have it in Isra Anah. But the har is not an avodah zarah b'chlal. Now, if you mean if it's a kruvis also, if you mark something to the har, also doesn't become the kruvis of a desert. The har is not a very desert. So, I was like, stel sich the kasha, so how come a mishtach of a har is taka b'misa? He's not a very desert. The har is not a very desert. Weiss dais, Zakhtirov. And this is what the Gemara here means. Weiss dais, it could be mechalik in what's called a very desert between the Ovid and the Nevad. The Nevad, mitzad the Nevad, mitzad the har, on the har, it's not chal achalei shem avodah zarah b'chlal. It's not avodah zarah. So who would din the other dinim, takruvis avodah zarah, noy avodah zarah, wouldn't happen by a har. Mashenkin b'negei, the oivid is called his oivid avodah zarah. You could split it. Even though mitzad the nevan, it's not chal achalei shem avodah zarah, mitzad the oivid, it's yeh chal avodah zarah. Mitzad the oivid, he is being called an oivid avodah zarah. What's called a maisa avodah zarah can tell tzich mitzad the oivid, mitzad the nevad. Mishtach of a lahar, is that a maisa avodah zarah? Mitzad the nevad, it's not. Mitzad the har, it's not, because the har is not avodah zarah. But mitzad the oivid, it is. Mitzad the oivid, it is avodah zarah. Mitzad the oivid, the har is considered avodah zarah. That's the big chiddush of the Gemara, midadavah mishtach of a lahar. So the Gemara in the Havan, it didn't want michalat in the oivid and the nevad. It's either avodah zarah or it's not. When you shecht on manas lizrik l'avodah zarah, is that called the shechita of avodah? Is that called that you being oivid avodah zarah with the shechita or not? The Gemara thought it's one shaila, and our papa wanted mechalak the other way. Our papa held that mitzad the oivid it's not avodah zarah. Mitzad the oivid it's bechal not avodah zarah because he never did a shechita l'shem avodah zarah. He did the shechita manas lizrik l'avodah zarah. He didn't yet do avodah zarah. He just did a shechita in order to do avodah zarah. Mitzad the oivid it's zechana called avodah zarah. Now, Rabbi Yechanan's din of Yafina chutz mipnim is that mitzad the nevad it's avodah zarah. It's chal on the behema chalois shechita l'shem avodah zarah. But that's alt mitzad the behema because mitzad the behema they have the chiddush of Yafina chutz lifnim that it could be chal on the behema a din avodah zarah. Mashenkin the oivid he never was oivid avodah zarah. Matayna javacher bei dervika fakert. Mitzad the oivid? The oivid was a van oivid of avodah zarah. And mistama, because like Rashi Svarah. Since Shechit is a tzarek zrika, and he did a Shechit on Manas Lizrik, that's mamash an avodah zarah. Mitzad the oivid, he's a chayvid of avodah zarah. But I have a din by har that sometimes you can have mitzad the oivid, it's an avodah zarah, but not mitzad the nevad. Because mitzad the nevad, in order to be called takruvus of avodah zarah, you need the Shechit alone should be l'shem avodah zarah. That's mitzad the nevad. And you find the marshal by har that it's an avodah zarah. It's a ma'isa avodah zarah mitzad the oivid, but not mitzad the nevad. It's bechlal not an avodah zarah mitzad the nevad. So that's the shakl of itayin in the Gemara. The Gemara is mechalik between what's called Avodah Zarah mitzad ha'Avid and what's called Avodah Zarah mitzad ha'Neved. Now, Rapata held that the pshat is that it's zicha not called Avodah Zarah mitzad ha'Avid. Everyone's held that way. Mechashon la'Avodah la'Avid is not going to make it called Avodah Zarah mitzad ha'Avid. So he held in Svar, it's not called Avodah Zarah mitzad ha'Avid. So the Avid is going to be chayiv misa. I mean, the Avid is not going to be chayiv misa then. It's not called Avodah Zarah mitzad ha'Avid. Even like Rabbi Yechanan says that mitzad the neved is avay desire and it's called takuvus avay desire. But now Rav Acha be'evika said fakert. Mitzad the neved is a avay desire. That you don't need a pasuk for that. Mitzad the neved is a avay desire. The whole shmuz is mitzad the neved. You see from here that even when it's mitzad the neved avay desire, still has to become avay desire mitzad the neved in order to become aser. So the Irish Lakish holds since you know the mechashim avay the mitzad the neved is not avay desire. Mitzad the neved is a avay desire. One more nekuda Brisky Rav says in the sugya geshmak and nekuda. Namal by takuvus avodah zarah, the Gemara says michishacha beipurt denesra. Gemara says in avodah zarah in chul michishacha beipurt denesra. You don't need a full shechita in order to become aser beisra avodah zarah. As soon as there's a little bit of a shechita michishacha beipurt denesra, it's already aser. It already has a din avodah zarah takuvus avodah zarah even without a full shechita. So he says Rabbi Kvege in Shulchan Aruch Yerideya Simon Dalid, he bribes the tzarechi and he clears the shayla. Would that also apply to Mechashim Avoida L'Avoida? Would that dim Mechishacha Bepurt the Nesra apply to Mechashim Avoida L'Avoida? Or that's dafka when you did the Shechita L'Shem Avoida Zara. Then you say Mechishacha Bepurt the Nesra. Now Shein Cain, if you wanted to become Avoida Zara mitzad the fact, you wanted to become also mitzad the Shechita Amanas Lizuk L'Avoida Zara, then you need a full Shechita. Kvenk of Limes at Tzarechim. So the Rav wants to bring a raya from the Rambam. The Brisker Rav wants to bring a raya from the Rambam in Hilchas Shechita, Perek Beis Halachat Ezvav, where he brings a Gemara. Hashaychad is behem a lizuk dam alavay dezara, lahak techel bulavay dezara, reza asura, shalameidim achshava b'chutz b'chulam imachshav esakachim b'fnim, shemachshav gzu b'selis b'em k'meish yisbar avichas p'sulay ha-mikdash. The Rambam brings the din of Rabbi Yechanan, that yeshech the behem al menas lizuk dam alahak techel bulavay dezara, it's asur. And the Rambam says, because you learn out from the din of Pigel. Why did the Rambam say, because you learn out from Pigel? The Rambam never says where you learn out things from. The Rambam says halachas. The Rambam doesn't say where the halacha comes from, but derech klal. Amali says a pasuk, but a limud kamat never. What's the pshat that the Rambam said a limud here? Zok the Rav, because he wanted the Rambam is this thing. It's not stam a din in avodah zarah. It's a bezunder a din in shechita. And Meili says, that's why. Why did the Rambam say this halacha in Hilchas Shechita? The Rambam brings this halacha in Hilchas Shechita. Why not in Hilchas Avodas Kechavim? It's a din in Tekuvus Avodas Zarah. What's that if the Rambam says in Hilchas Shechita? Vaistais mitzat Tekuvus Avodas Kechavim, it's not enough. It's a naya din in Hilchas Shechita. A Shechita manas lizroik blives a Shechita l'shem Avodas Zarah. Obviously, that was a Shechita. The negay Tekuvus Avodas Zarah doesn't have to be a Shechita. Nechishach ha-papurt dinesh, even if it's not a real Shechita. Has a whole different din shchita b'negei avodah zarah. But b'negei mechashim avodah l'avodah has to be a shchita. Has to be mamash a shchita. If it's not a ganze shchita, there won't be chal din mechashim avodah l'avodah. The Brisker Rav says also, it's only a shachan amnas zrika l'hakdir. Because it's a yafutza. It's a yafutza yafina chutz b'pnim. Let's say you do a shchita amnas to do another avodah. A derech avodasa avodah mistamei means. Wouldn't work, Zakhtar. Because you don't have the din of Mechashim Aveda L'Aveda. Has to be a Shechita, Almanas Zrika, or Akhtara. That's it. It's not a din in Tekuvus Aveda Zarah, which would go with Hilchas Aveda Zarah. It's a din in Aveda. It's a din that Avedis HaShechita, that Avedis HaZrika, that Avedis HaKhtara. You need an Emes HaShechita, and you need an Emes HaZrika and Akhtara. So I want to be Maisif one more Nekuda to the Brisker Rav, though. What the Brisker Rav is saying is, B'negei Asering the Behema. B'negei Asering Behema, that's the Machlokes Reb Yechanan and Reish Lakish. That's the din of Mechashim Avoida L'Avoida. There Reb Yechanan says is Yafina and Chutz Mipnim. So Me'levi, you need Emes Shechita. You don't say Mechishacha B'mashu Asher because it's not a Shechita. And you need a Shechita, M'nas Lizur Kol HaHakdeh, you need a Mechashim Avoida L'Avoida. But that the Gemara says L'maskana, that even according to Reish Lakish, the Gavra is a Bar Katala, Midadav HaMashtach V'Lahar, that the hire is mutter and the oivdei b'sayif. And Rashi's mazbe that since the shechit is a tzarech v'zrika, so mele it's called an avodah zarah. So that's not a din b'chlal in yalfinan chutz mipnim. That's not a din b'chlal in shechita b'chlal. That's a svara, the Gemara said. Rish Lakish is loyafin a chutz b'pnim. But there's a svara. There's a svara when you do an avoda, kedei to do another avoda, that would make the first avoda b'negei the oivid, like we said, an avoda zara, and he's chayiv misa. So avadavi, you don't need a shechita batsim. Whatever avoda is a tzarech for the next avoda, that he'd be chayiv for. And you don't need a shechita manas lizrek, you don't need a shechita manas lahakter. Any avoda you do, kedei that you should do another avoda, and the other avoda is an avoda zara, you'd be chayiv on the first avoda, that makes the first avoda also avoda zara. As El Lechayr is Pashit, the Brisk Rav's Chiddush is only in being an assering the thing, an assering the behema that be'etzim mitzad and evid. It's not called avodah zarah. You have to come on to the din of yafinon chutz mipnim. Yafinon chutz mipnim, like the Rav says, a din of hilchas shechita. A din of hilchas shechita needs a shechita. It's a din of mechashim avodah la'avodah. So you need an avodah of shechita for an avodah of zrika, an avodah of haktarah. Mashenke, the Gemara is maskanin of klapi the oivid. It's not totally mechashim avodah la'avodah. Klapi the oivid, everyone's maskim it's avodah zarah. It's not the pshat everyone's maskim mechashim avodah la'avodah. Everyone's maskim it's mamish avodah zarah. So sadnish min adin shchita, sadnish min adin zvika, sadnish min adin aktara. Anytime you do avodah, which is necessary to do another avodah, and you're doing this avodah, kedei to do the other avodah, l'shem avodah zarah, vayistais, that's called avodah zarah b'negei the oivid, and it'll get misa. Hazay mein nechvadav apashit. Why the Rambam didn't bring down the din mechlal? I didn't see it in the Rambam. The Gemara is mesubik about this din. The Gemara at first didn't hold this way. The Gemara's maskana was that even according to Rish Lakish, it's Ayiv de Besayif. The Gemara that said even according to Rabbi Yechon, it's not Ayiv de Besayif. So the Rambam should have brought this din in Hilchas Avodah Zarah, that not only when you do an Avodah L'Shem Avodah Zarah, it's Besayif, or it's Beskila, whatever it is. But even when you do an Avodah, in order to do an Avodah for Avodah Zarah, you also get Skila if the first Avodah was necessary for the second Avodah. But Sarachim, why the Rambam was mashmid. At Baal Kopanim, that Lechay has nothing to do with Mechashim Avodah Avodah, has nothing to do with the Shechita or Zrika Akhtara. Anytime you do one Avodah Kedei to do another Avodah L'Shem Avodah Zarah, that will be B'misa. And now let's see the next Sugya. The Gemara says, Rav Amnuna Irkis Leitayri, Rav Amnuna lost his accent, Pogabe Rabba. Rabbi met him, Romile Masnisan Adadi, and he asked him to steer in the Mishnayis. Tanat, Oivid Avedis Kechavim. It says someone has to be Oivid Avedis Kechavim in order to be Chayiv. Oivid in Oimalai. If he's Oivid Avedis Kechavim, then he's Chayiv Skila. But if he just says he's going to be Oivid Avedis Kechavim, he's not Chayiv Skila. Vanan, Tanana, Oimer, Evoid, Eilich Vevoid, Neilich Venavoid. If somebody says, I'm going to be Oivid Avedis Zara, I'll go and be Oivid Avedis Zara, or we should go and be Oivid Avedis Zara, he's chayiv skila. And Rashi says the chiddush is even if he's mechusser halicha, elach ve'avid, or even nelach ve'avid, even though he said other people should come and maybe they won't come and then he won't go either. But all these cases is considered he's mechayiv for avid zara because of his plan, his commitment to be avid avid zara. So amalei ba'ayimeni mekabli alai ela ba'avid. He said, I'm only being mekabli avid zara when I actually do the avid zara. So normally when he says he'll be Eivet Avodah Zarah, he's already Chayiv. But the Mishnah means when he said that I'm not being Mekabel Avodah Zarah till the actual Avodah. So the Gemara says, come a different terutz into this kasha. The first terutz, like we said, that normally Eilich Ve'Eved is Chayiv, and that you need an Avodah is when you say in the Mekabel Avodah. Rav Yosef first thought it was a Mechalekes Tanon, but he was Chayiv in that. Then he was Mechalek between Yochin and Rabin. The girsa we had is that a yachid who's makabal is not going to change his mind, but the rabbim they're going to start reconsidering. There's going to be someone in the rabbim that's going to reconsider, and the whole rabbim is going to reconsider because of it. And the rana is a girsa fakert, that a yachid could change his mind, but the rabbim usually, kayach of the rabbim, they're all going together, so people don't back out so easily. And Abaye made a chiluk between if somebody's trying to convince him or if he's trying to convince himself. And Rava made a chiluk, even if someone's convincing him, if he told him arguments for Avodah Zarah, kach eichla, kach sheisa, kach metiva, kach meriya, that the pshat is he tried to explain to him how gevaldik the Avodah Zarah is. Then when he says elach ve'evid is chayev, otherwise not. And Rav Ashi made a chiluk if he's a Yisrael mumer, that only Yisrael mumer that says elach ve'evid Avodah Zarah, he's taka chayev, but if he's not a Yisrael mumer, so we assume he's going to back out. And Ravina said, loizu avzu. First, the Mishnah says Avaida, and Laizu if he's Avid, but even I'm Avid, Laizu Afzu. So here the Gemara is introducing a tremendous chiddush that when someone makes a Kabbalah, he's going to be Avid Avaida Zara, he says he's going to be Avid Avaida Zara, he's already Chayiv Skila. Now, Ladas, Kamav Amiron, the Chalukim. The Marshal, Chilton Yachin and Rabim, or a Chilah between Mises of Neatzma, Yunises and Piacherim, or a Chilah between if the Mises of Piacherim explained how Gvaldik the Avodah Zarah is or not, or a Chilah if he's Yisrael Mumer or not, and all these Lachaya Chilah in the Echas of the Kabbalah. Like Rashi says, Kesedr, the Pshat is a Kabbalah which it very possible it won't last. He says it'll be Avodah Zarah, but Mechates will actually do it. So then you're not Chayiv, but a Kabbalah that will last. So then you're Chayiv. So that's why Abaye says you need someone to be Mesis him. That way his Kabbalah will last. That's a Chilton Yachid and Rabin, because the Yachid, he won't be Chayzer, Rabin be Chayzer, or according to other Rishayim Fakert. That's a Chilik between Yisrael Mumer or not, or Chilik if the Mesis explains to him how the Avodah Zarah is or not. But what's Taka this word that someone who's just Makabal on himself to be Avodah Zarah? So Rashi says he learned from the pasuk. The pasuk says leisayva v'leisishma ha'ovav v'shama chayev miyad. Since it says leisayva v'leisishma, the Gemara brings this pasuk ha'ovav v'shama chayev miyad. And Taiz has a kasha. The Gemara didn't know that pasuk yet. So what was the Gemara's havim in it? So the Gemara says that the Taiz says that the Teretz is that when he says he's going to be Avid, that's called mekabla v'loya. That's called Mekabel V'loya, which is also a Min Avodah Zarah. Now, L'chayr L'fi Rashi, it's also that way. It's not Stamak Zeris, a cause of Av V'sham Achayev, because the Pasuk doesn't say Klodet is a Chiyav Misa. As I L'chure, the Pasuk just says Lo Yisai V'loy. So maybe it's a Chiyav L'Av Av V'sham. But I said the Pasuk is Megala, the Av V'sham B'laib Shayna Aivet Avodah Zarah. That stomach there is the cause of a new Isser of Ava Vishama. But Ava Vishama, they say it's the Kabbalah to be Avid of Edizara, blibes Epison of Edizara. And the Chayyad, that's diamond to what Taiz is saying, Makabal of Baloya. Now Taiz is saying without a Pasuk, Stam, it's Minasvar, it's Makabal of Baloya. And Rashi's saying the Pasuk's Megalad, and also blibes Kain like a Makabal of Baloya. A Kabbalah to be Avid also blibes Epison min of Edizara. See, the Chazanish tells us that if the Pshad is, it's like Makabal of Baloya. So what if you say that you're going to be Eivet Shaloi Kedarka? If being Mekabal to be Eivet Avodah Zarah blives a Mekabal all of Baloya. So what if you say you're going to be Eivet Shaloi Kedarka? Mechayr in the Mekabal of Baloya, it shouldn't make a difference. In the Etzim Avodah, so this Avodah is Avodah Zarah, this Avodah is not. But in the Mekabal of Baloya, it shouldn't make a difference in Etzim. Now the Chazanish says it could be the Pshat is about the Avodah Shleika Darka is not called Avodah Zarah. So who would then be Mekabal to be Avodah Shleika Darka is also not called Avodah Zarah. I never was Mekabal Huz Be'etzim. I was Mekabal Avodah. Whatever it's called Avodah, so a Kabbalah of Avodah, that's called like a Kabbalah Selehus. Now shaking a Kabbalah of something which is not considered Avodah, that's not called Kabbalah Selehus. A Kabbalah to be Avid Avodah Zarah is considered Avodah Zarah. It's Chayev Skila for a Kabbalah to be Avid Avodah Zarah. Now the Chalukim in the Gemara is a Pshat. What's considered a Kabbalah to be Avid Avodah Zarah? That is a Shaila L'maskanas HaGemara. Abaye made a Chilah between Nisus B'Yatzmai and Nisus B'Yachair. Abaye says if someone else is Mesis him, so then the pshat is, then you have Ovav Hashem Chayev, then it's a Kabbalah. Mashengen, if he himself decides himself without anybody pushing him, no one's raising him up, no one's goading him to do it, he decides to be Avid Avodah Zarah, then he's Pater. And L'chayev, the way we're learning, it's not Genuga Kabbalah. He could be Chayzer. Now the Shaila is, and the Me'iri has two tzadim in this. In Ravina, it says Loizu Avzu. It means Ravina didn't make any Chalukim. Ravina held that in all cases, Aima Evid is good. He didn't make any chalukim, not between Yochanan and Rabin, and not between Yisrael and Mumer, and not if you say, kach oichel, kach sheisa, kach mativa, kach meria. He says, stam, loizu avzu, that in all cases, Eilich ve'Evid works. Evid is one, is loizu, that you Evid mamish, avzu Eilich ve'Evid. And in Rabba also, that says, whenever you committed yourself to be Evid of Eidazari Yechayiv, and the Mishnah needs Avodah is when you said, Eini Mekabal V'Lo Yelo B'Avodah. So the mashmois would sound like that they hold you don't need nisus b'yachayim. In all cases, when you say evayin, you're any chayiv. And the Meiri says, Asher Mishayim the elder way. But the Meiri holds not the way. The Meiri is stark that avanda you need mesis and p'yachayim. You need the loisevela, you need the mesis and p'yachayim. That's avanda. Now, Baya held that's the only chiluk. That our Mishnah is mesis b'yatzmai, and the other Mishnah is mesis and p'yachayim. Hashenkin, the other Mishayim, the other Amiram, I mean, the other Amiram, Rava, Ravashi, Ravina, they held it was a deichik, the Zetzan, and Mishnah, Dafkum, and Mesa Piyatzmai. And the male, they made other chalukim. And Ravina said, no, loizu amzu. But the Pshad is, that's also what Mesa Piyachayim. But Mesa Piyatzmai, there's no shum havim in the klaus of the Meiri, that you'll be chayiv ve'elich ve'evoid. It's a shayla what the Psak of the Ramam is. The Taisus Yontis Medayik in the Rambam that he passes like Rav Yosef. The Taisus Yontis Medayik in the Rambam that the Rambam holds up by Rambam, a Kabbalah is not Genug. They're not going to be Chayiv until they actually be Eved Avedah Zarah. By Yochid, the Rambam says Mefurish, a Kabbalah is Genug. As soon as he says Hain, he's masking to Eved Avedah Zarah, he's Niskal. But by Rambam, the Taisus Yontis Medayik, the Rambam holds by Rambam, a Kabbalah is Nish Genug. He's bothered. Why the Rambam passing like Rav Yosef a Kert? Abaye asked the Kasha on Rav Yosef and the Braisa. Eisvei Abaye and the Gemara didn't have a Teretz. It's Mashman the Gemara was Matka the Teretz of Rav Yosef. So come Mefarshim and the Chazanish Beklal and learn that's not what the Rambam means. The Rambam is not Beklal being Mechalti Yochid and Rambam. By Rambam also, Askamet Tibyevit of Edizor is Chayev. So Eibazai, the Rambam is clear that the din is Dafka by Emesis. Dafka, the Rambam brings it in by a mesis. If someone's mesis him to be Eved Avedah Zarah, the Rambam makes the chiluk like we'll speak soon. If he's mesis him to be Eved Atzmai, then he's not chayiv when he says hey. Like the Gemara says, that's a chuchidu mechachalai. Mashiach, if he's mesis to be Eved another Avedah Zarah, and he says hey, and the Rambam says shnei in the skull. So the Rambam only brings down the din of Eilach ve'Eved by mesis. So if you learn like the Rishayin and the Meiri bring, that Ravina holds this din even by Nisus and Piyatzmai, so then the Rambam Behechah is passing like Abaya. Because the Rambam doesn't make any chalukim, he doesn't make a chaluk between Yachit and the Rambam. Lefiwa was saying, he doesn't make a chaluk in Yisrael Mumer, he doesn't make Ravis chaluk, that you explain what the Avodah Zarah is. He says that when someone's Mesis, someone to do Avodah Zarah, and he's Maskim, he's Chayiv. So it sounds like he held like Abaya. But Lefi the Meiri, he held like Ravina also. And those are Shtims of Ravina, like the Bastra. Lechai, you should go like the Bastra. If Ravina holds also need Mesis B'Yachayim, the Machlokes of Bayin Ravina is just how to learn Pshat in our Mishnah. Is it Pshat in our Mishnah Mesis B'Yatzmai? Or is it Pshat in the Mishnah Leizu Avzu? But they're all maskim that Mesis B'Yatzmai is not Chayiv, and Mesis B'Yachayim is Chayiv V'Chol Inyan. Now the Gemara brings down the Braisa, the Kesha to the Sugyam. Now, Rav Yosef first wanted to say it's a machlokes tanon because he brought a braisa that says, I'm a boy of Avduni, Rav Meir Mechayev Rav Yehuda Potter. So Rav Yosef thought, if they were taka over him, Avadi Yechayev. And the word is, they weren't over him. They just said, and then it's a machlokes if Dibur is good enough to be Mechayev. But Rav Yosef says, Rav Yosef is not true. Even Rav Yehuda holds Yechayev B'Dibur because he brought a braisa, Rav Yehuda, I'm Leilam and Yechayev at Shiyayim. So everyone's masking the Eilich ve'Eved is Chayiv. So what's the machlokes by Boye ve'Avduni? V'Maikem Miflugi, v'Mesis la'atzmoi. V'Amrilei in, if he's Mesis to himself, to be Eved himself, and they say yes, Marsa v'Mesis la'atzmoi shamilei, v'in the kamilei kushtuhu, v'Marsa v'Mesis la'atzmoi lei shamilei, meimer amri, ma'ishna iu minon dinon, v'in the kamilei achuchelei. So when you're Mesis La'atzmai, so then the in is not a serious in, it's a chuchiyale. So the Rambam passes like Rabbi Yehuda Taka, and he says like this in Perikei Alachahe, and Mesis Achayim La'avdei V'amlem Avduni, im avdu oisei niskal, if they taka wa'ivinim is niskal, v'im lo yavdu, afif ish akib men of amle ain't a niskal. Avalam hisis la'avodis ish achar l'shaim mine avodizor, and kill men of Amuhei, Nelech Venavid, after Shaddai and Loyav, it's Shneim, the skull, and Mesis Vamusis. Shanem, Eloi, Slave, Eloi, Sishmael, Vaharsham, Vavachayev. So that's where the Rambam brought the din, that if someone's Mesis, someone to be able to buy the Zoe, and he's Nisas, he's Niskal by saying in, but not when he's Mesis, Lav, and Atzmai. And the Rashash points out that there's Lechari, Machlaikis, Rashi, in the Rambam, because the Rambam makes a chilik if he says, be Ovid, me, then the Hain is not enough. But if he says be'ovid le'ish acher o l'shar min avodah zara, even if it's le'ish acher, it is good enough. And Rashi says l'shamilei, Rashi says, sheri adam k'maisam, v'afil anisasam asher v'shchav v'nisasam l'avod adam. Mashba from Rashi, the pshat is, people do not be'ovid people, because it's a person like me, like the Gemara's lashon is. It's not considered a meisus if you tell them to be'ovid a mensch. People aren't Ovid people with derech klal. The Ovid Ovid is Ovid. They're not Ovid people. But the Rambam says clearly, Le'ish Acher is considered a Mesis. Just so he says, Avduni, it's not. So vice is this Svara of Maishna, Iu Minon Dinon, the Rambam holds, is not stand by a person. Someone comes over and says, Yena Mensch is a God. This person's a God. Let's be Ovid him. I want you to be Ovid him. It's a good idea. So that's the same Mesis. But if he says, be Ovid me, I'm a God, that's already, and they say, yes, that's already Yichuchi M'chayichalei. And the Rosh Hashanah is the Chiluk is Pashit. So it's Rashi learned Stam. People aren't Ovid people. Maybe they think that other things, it's interesting, the Ovid animals, the Ovid Eitz of Evan, that they think maybe is a God. But a person, I'm also a person, can't be that he's a God. They're animals, no. If a person can be Ovid an animal, it can be Ovid Eitz of Evan, it can be Ovid a Getchka, he can be Ovid a person also. But when someone says, be Ovid me, that's already very suspect. Mech, they say you're a God. Sounds like he's not promoting himself. That people don't listen to. Interessante machleikis. Now there's another gewaldige shmuz, a shakle v'tayr in the Rishonim. Because the Gemara says like this. The Brisa says, boy v'vduni, remei mechai v'abudu paiter, heikel de poche le kulam le pligi, de ksiv le sasa le cha pesel. You can't make yourself an avodah zara. And if they're Ovid him, he's Chayiv. So it's Mashma from the Gemara that we're discussing the person that says Boyev Evduni, the Mesis, is he going to be Chayiv? Rav Meir says that he's not Chayiv. Rav Meir says he is Chayiv by Dibur, because Dibur and Milsi. Rav Meir says no, Dibur and Milsi. And the Gemara's Maskan is Dafka in this case, because people don't want to be Ovid him, because he's an Adam Kamaisa. But the Shaila is, the din of Mesis, like we're going to learn later in the Perek, is even if they Bechlal, didn't listen to Mechlal. The Gemara says Mefurish, a Mesis that comes, and he tries to be Mesis, says, be Ovid Avodah Zarah. The people come to him and they tell him, how can we listen to you? How could we Naniach Avodah Hashem and be Ovid Avodah Zarah? And he says, and if he says, no, that's what we should do. So you bring him to Bezin and you cycle him, even though nobody listened to him. So what's the Pshat in the Gemara if we're dealing with the person, Boy of Duni, when his Chiyiv is, L'chari, his chiv should be whether people listen or not. The whole tain of the Gemara of Eilech Ve'evid is Alts B'negei V'nisis. B'negei, the one that's listening to him, so then he's not a nesis, he's a nisis. People are convincing him to do Avodah Zarah. So then there's a chiddush that if he's makabal on himself to do Avodah Zarah, if it's a good Kabbalah, he's chayiv. And the Gemara has a whole discussion when it's considered a good Kabbalah or not. But Lagabe the Mesis, L'chayre, even if no one was Makabal do Avodah Zarah, Dar Salein that he tried to get someone to do Avodah Zarah, Dar Salein should be Chayiv. And the Mashmoyis of the Gemara is that when he says, Boyev Avduni, if they actually Ovid him, so everyone's masking his Chayiv, L'sans L'chapesel, you can't make yourself into Avodah Zarah. And if they're not Ovid him, then it's a Shaila if the Dibur is considered a commitment or not. But L'chayre, he anyway should be Chayiv, he's a Mesis, as I fik Taisis in the Rishonim. So they're common mahalchim. Taisa's second teretz is, he's in matcha a little bit, he has to be in matcha in the Gemara Bissel, but Taisa's second teretz is ein achinami. The mesis is avada chayev no matter what. When he says boyev avduni, he's chayev als mesis, doesn't matter if they do listen, they don't listen, doesn't matter. He's a mesis, he's chayev. The whole Gemara is discussing the nesis. When it says pochele kulam le pligi, it means even without pochele. Him mitzad mesis, he's chayev no matter what. The shaila is, what's it then with the nisus? So there you have a shaila. If b'dibu, you become a nisus, and that the Gemara thought it was a shaila alamol. The Gemara says, no, it's shaila specifically to this case where he's saying, boyev evduni, he's an adam kameisam. The shaila is, does that dibu mean a commitment or not? That's Taisa's second teretz. But Taisa's first teretz is that no, that boyev evduni is not a mesis. Taisa says, because a mesis, the shamilei, the mimshachei, basri, tveivs, a mesis, for avodah zarah, that's a mesis. But boyev avduni, He's not considered a mesis because he's an ineffective mesis. A mesis that people won't likely listen to is not a mesis. So the shail is, if he's not a mesis, so how come when they actually be ovid him, how come in that case he's chayiv? So the Tuma Alchem in the Rishonim, Ben Yonah says, and ties a little bit mashma this way, that the pshat is like this: a mesis that's doing something which is effective, as I said, mesis is chayiv whether they listen or not. A mesis la'atzma, it's not effective, it's lishamila. If they taka listens, then taka is a mesis, because you see, it was effective. If they don't listen, and there wasn't so much of a chance that they'll listen, so that's not called a mesis. But if they taka listen, even though we didn't think they would listen, but he managed to convince them, the shani is a mesis then. But the Adramaz Mashman, no. The Adramaz Mashman that this teres holds, he's never a mesis. He says, he's not a mesis. Even if they listen to him, he's not a mesis. If they listen, and this is the Mashmaya Siddur Gemara, he's over something else. He's over Lysasal Chapesel. Being Mekabal Avoida from someone, turning yourself into a Getchka, being Mekabal Avoida from someone, that's a Nayisal Lysasal Chapesel. You're handling that's Mesis. Tommy's not a Mesis. Bayev Duni's not a Mesis because people don't listen to him. But then there's another Shaila. If the Taka over him, then he's not Chayim al Mesis. He's Chayim al Sasal Chapesel, a new thing. You can't make yourself a Getchka. And Remain of Yudah arguing, when them a Kabbal to be Avid on them, is that called Avaidah? Lefir of May, that's Gnugan Avaidah to Mechayim the Mesis. So who didn't? He's a Lysasal Chapesel, because someone was Avid him. Someone was Mechabal to be Avid him. That's called Avaidah. So Mele, he's Lysasal Chapesel. And according to Yudah, no. Until you Avid him, he's not a Lysasal Chapesel, because that's not Avaidah, because he doesn't mean it as a commitment. So far, three mahalchim, basic mahalchim. We have a mahalach that he's always a mesis, and the whole Gemara is only discussing if the nisus is chayiv or not. And we have another mahalach that since he says bayiv avduni and people won't listen to him, he's not called a mesis. And what's the pshat when they do listen to him, or when they are avid him, he's chayiv, either. Even an ineffective mesis, if a taka works, then he's taka a mesis. Or the Adrama, that no, since his mesis is not effective, so Mele is never a mesis, but when the Evenim is a nuisil, you can't make yourself an Avedah Zar. Now the Ran is a fourth mahalach. Till here, we said one pshat, that a mesis is always chayiv, and the whole Gemara is discussing the nisis, that's the second teretzitesis. We had another pshat, that Bederech Kol, a mesis is always chayiv, but specifically by Boyev Evduni, that he's not considered a Mesis because of Lishamila, and Meli is only Chayiv of the Eivid, and the two Pshat, and why Chayiv is Eivid. If the Maisa, then he is called a Mesis, or the Pshat is because then you're Eivid Lishas L'Chapesel. But the Ran holds the third Mahalach, that when you're Mesis for an established Avodah Zarah, then you're Chayiv just for being Mesis, even if no one listened. But when you're Mesis to start a new Avodah Zarah, he maces people to be Eivid someone or something, which no one was ever Eivid before. So if nobody listens, Zakhtar an alumnus, it's not called you a maces lavet Avodah Zarah, because it's as ishken Avodah Zarah. You weren't maces to an Avodah Zarah. You wanted it to be an Avodah Zarah, but nobody listened, so it's not called an Avodah Zarah. So there, until they makabal the hasasa, if they were makabal the hasasa, then it's called you a maces for an Avodah Zarah, because they were makabal that sasa, so gavar and avodah zarah, so mele yichayev and mesis for avodah zarah. But if you weren't makabal that sasa, since it wasn't an avodah zarah, and they were never makabal it for an avodah zarah, so that's not called a mesis. I got all the chiddush neran. That's the rat. So now we have three mahalchim. We have a mahalach that no matter what, if you mesis someone to be avid avodah zarah, whether he listens or not, in all cases yichayev. That's the second teretzitesis. We have the mahalach of the first Teretz HaTaisis. In most cases, you're chayiv just when you say boyev evduni, and it's like shamila. In that case, you're not chayiv. And if the oivid yichayiv could be al smesis, because when they are oivid, it is called an effective hasasa, or could be al sanudin of hasasa l'chapesel, the adraman. And we have the Ran that says that when you're mesis to be oivid an existing avodah zarah, then you're chayiv, even if they don't listen. But when the Avodah Zarah doesn't exist yet, you want to establish a new Avodah Zarah, then you're only chayiv if they listen. And the Rambam, Mechayah, has to have a fourth mahalach. Because the Rambam, when he brings this halacha, he says, "Hameis is achem la'avdoi, then em lo'yavdu, afish kil menu ein enisko." Avam heis is la'avdis ish acher, or l'shoi mine avdizor, and kilu menu vame hei ne'elef anavim, avam bishay l'dayan lo'yavad, shnehem niskolim, hameis is va'amusas. So the Rambam is mashma, that without them saying hein, you don't have shnei niskal, because Yerama says shnei niskal. He should have said, arei ze niskal, that the nisus is niskal, the mesus is niskal either way. Vaisleis is nending on, meduik in the Rambam, the mesus is also not niskal until they say hein. And the Rambam is clearly talking about heisus lavoidus ishachal l'shaim mini avoidusar. L'chariz apliya. The Rambam before said that the whole din of mesus, he says that the mesus that tells people they should answer him, hecha nichal sekenish v'shemayin, v'nel chunav v'seitzim avonim, you bring the skill even though don't listen to him. And here the Rambam is meduik that have to listen to him. So I want to say Yishim and the Rambam based on the Marsha. There's a Marsha in Daf Samach Zayin, which asks the Kasha, do Yishayim already ask the Kasha? Agamor brings the Mishnah in Daf Samach Zayin. The Mishnah is Eilech Ve'evot. And Agamor is Mavur that it means that the Nisus is the one that's saying Eilech Ve'evot. The Nisus is saying it, not the Mesus. The Nisus is saying Eilech Ve'evet, that's the Gemara's Kasha. If it means that the Mesus is saying Eilech Ve'evet, it's not a Kasha B'chlal. Agamar is not talking about someone who's trying to convince someone else. Amish is talking about the person himself as being Eivet of Eidazar. So Meli has to be Eivet. Mashenka, that Mishnah says Eilech Ve'evet, that's talking about he's trying to convince someone to be Eivet of Eidazar. But Rashi on the Mishnah over there, on the Gemara that says Eilech Ve'evet, the Mishnah is coming after the Mishnah of Mesis. The Mishnah is on Daf Samach Zayin. It's talking about a Mesis. It says all the dinim of Mesis. And then at the end it says, Ha'ayim Eilech Ve'evin, Eilech Ve'evin, whatever it is Chayiv. So Rashi says, Ha'ayim Eilech, Be'achat B'kol HaShashan Salalu, have a Mesis V'chayiv. So Rishayim already asked, Rabbeinu Yoina, the Ramah, they're both by Shver and the Rashi there. Rashi there is Mashman, and Mesis is the one that's saying Eilech Ve'evin. The Ramah also Sayin Perish Mishnayis, Sayin Yad. He seems to learn up the Mishnah there that Eilech Ve'evet is going on the Mesis. The Mesis is saying Eilech Ve'evet. That's how he's being Mesis. He's saying, I'm going to be Eivet it, but Eifen that he understands that he wants you to be Eivet also. But Agamar is Mavur, they're not talking about the Mesis. Agamar is Mavur, that we're talking about the Nisis. L'chay is Steven Rashi, and L'chay the Rashi is Shver from Agamar. So the Marsha there says a Mary Dikabshat. The Marsha says, "Ba'achas mil shonis halolu have a mesis v'chayev." Rashi doesn't mean that the mesis said these lashonis. Then it wouldn't answer the Rambam. But that's how he's learning up Rashi. Rashi there doesn't mean that the mesis is saying the lashonis. Rashi there is saying that the nisus is about the saying the lashonis. So what does it mean? Ba'achas mil shonis halolu have a mesis v'chayev. He means that you need these lashonis to mechayev the mesis. Since he agreed to the mesis, that's why the mesis is chayev. The fekslich the kasha. What do you mean? The Mesis is chayiv even if they weren't mekabel at all. So zok the Marsha b'milim ksarim that there's a chilek. If no one was mekabel, it says clearly, if he's shasak or chazabai mutav, then he doesn't get misa. Let's say someone comes and tries to be Mesis. And the people react by saying, no, we don't want it. We're not interested. So if he's quiet and he gives up, he's not a Mesis. As I say, first in the Mishnah, you tell him, "Hey, chlan yichas kev shem v'neilch when I visit him, avonim him chazabai, I visit him utav. V'mam akachi v'sein akachi afalonu." Then you bring him to Bezin for skila. Zot the Marsha, but when does Chazara help? If no one was makabel, if no one was makabel, okay, they reacted by saying, "We're not listening to you," and he was chazer, then he's not a mesis. But if they were makabel, too late. You already were a mesis. So that's how the Marsha answers the steer in Rashi. L'olam, both cases are talking about the nisus said Eilech Ve'evet. The reason why Rashi says Chayev Mesis is to teach you the Mesis is Chayev, and Chazara doesn't help. But one thing I see from the Marsha, that even though a Mesis could be Chayev, even if no one listened to him, that Stavkev he's not Chayzer. If he's Chayzer, he's Pater, as I state L'chayer in the Mishnah. But when they say Hein, then Chazara doesn't help. So man, that could be Pshat the Rambam also. When the Rambam says that when they say hein, that's good enough, and the male shnei in the skull and mesis man nisus, he means the nisus is niskal because he was makabel, and the mesis is niskal, and you need the hein, so you shouldn't be able to be chayzer. As I came to the feet of Marsha, Gishmaki Yishuv on the Rambam. So, kumnes from the Marsha, the question is, If you have a mesis, is he only chayiv if they listen, or is he chayiv even if they don't listen? We have Taisa second Teretz, it's chayiv no matter what. Then how old Gemara is talking about if the nisus is chayiv. The mesis is chayiv either way. We have Taisa's first Teretz, in most cases he's chayiv no matter what, but when he's mesis for himself, then he's only chayiv if they listen. We have the Ran's Teretz as mechalik between if he's mesis for an existing Avodah Zarah, or if he's mesis and tries to make a new Avodah Zarah. And we have the Marsha, and Lechayah, that will be a Teretz on the Rambam, that it depends. Avada, if he continues being mesis after they're not listening, he's not chayzer, he'll be chayiv even if they don't listen. But if he's chayzer, so then if they didn't listen, and he's chayzer, so then he's pater. But if they listen, so even if he's chayzer, the chayiv, and that's why Agamar needs the hain to be mechayivim, but oifen, that he shouldn't help chazar. And now let's see the next sugya. The Gemara says, Itmar, ha'ovid avodas kechavim me'ahava u'me'yira, abaya mechayiv rava mepater. Someone who's ovid avodas zara because of love and fear, abaya says chayiv, rava says pater, abaya mechayiv da polcha, rava mepater, ikibulei b'loya ini loyloy. So Pasha Taitcha the Gemara is that somebody is ovid avodas zara because he's scared of somebody or because he loves somebody. Like Rashi says, me'ahavas odom yiris odom lechashu b'libe b'leihus. He couldn't care less about Avodah Zarah. He doesn't care. Why is he being Eved Avodah Zarah? Either because his spouse is Eved Avodah Zarah, so Mela he or she wants to follow the family, wants to get married to someone and insists that to be Eved Avodah Zarah Ukadayma. That's Me'ahava. Or because he's scared. If he's not Eved Avodah Zarah, people might hurt him. So Abaye says, Avodah Zarah is the action. You did Avodah Zarah. It doesn't matter what you think in your mind. As long as you did the action of Avodah Zarah, chayev, the hapolcha. And Rava says, no. A chelik of Avodah Zarah is the fact that you believe in Avodah Zarah, that you makabel Avodah Zarah b'lehus, you accept Avodah Zarah as a god. If you don't do that, then you're missing an Avodah Zarah. That's the parshan of Malach in the sugya, as they come and reshain him hold. And there are two kashas on this Malach. The first kasha, like Tesis here asks the kasha, so why is Avodah Zarah yarek val yavar? Someone says, you better do Avodah Zarah, else I'll kill you. So what's the pshat? How could it be yarek val yavar? That's one kasha. So the Taisus answers that even though he's chayev to be meisen efesh, but still, it's potter. If he's not meisen efesh, he's potter. So Bekvega is bothered by this kasha. Bothered by this teretz. So Bekvega asks, Avada, that's the halacha, as I state in the Rambam, Nuchas Yisrael, the Torah, Perek Hei, that the Pshat is, even though you're mechuyiv to Meisa Nefesh, but if you're not Meisa Nefesh, you're potter. But that's a pteroinus. That's a pteroinus. That the Pshat is, that since you did it because of the threat to your life, even though it's a chiyiv mesirus nefesh, you're still considered an einus. Kvega says it's a raya from a Gemara and Avodah Zarah. You're still considered an einus. Fine. But a half of a year, it doesn't mean that. A half of a year, it doesn't mean an einus. A half of a shonat. And even yira doesn't mean that you're afraid of your life. Yira means tam. Maybe you're afraid of yisurim. So if you're going to say in that case you pot that the pshat is, it's not a vay desire. If it's not a vay desire, so how could be yarek vayavar? As I think Rabbi Kvega, he blames the tzarechi in Gadol. But l'chay the pshat's like this. L'chay the pshat is that hagufa, the bout in hilchas a vay desire, when a person is ava vayarek, the pshat is he's considered an einus, he's potter. So what's the chiyuv of Yarek v'Yaver? The Rambam Menuch said, the Torah says the chiyuv mitzat Kiddush Hashem. So then, when the Tashi v'Seich Bnei Yisrael, that's Mechayim Yarek v'Yaver. We'll see later in the 8th parak, because we're in the Gemara that way. So Ayim Azai, even if it's not a Avodah Zarah, Al Koponim, it still goes right in Kiddush Hashem. I mean, you see, I'm Bezrayim, the Avodah Zarah is also Yarek v'Yaver. The Gemara says, Ayim Mishrapim Atzei Asherah. If the only way you can get a refuah to save your life is to Atzei Asherah, even though you're not being Eved Avodah Zarah, you're just being Mesrapa Me'atzei Asherah. But the Pshat is, we shouldn't talk about it, but Rashi and Taisus and Sachim, they say the Pshat is, because it's Niru Kamei Dabai, or because it's Gzeir Asilam Shulchei, whatever the case may be, but it's Abizrayu Avodah Zarah. And it's also Yarek V'Yavar. Why? L'chari the Pshat is that the Yarek V'Yavar is not for being Eved Avodah Zarah, it's for Kiddush Hashem. So Mele Hu Adin, a pretense of being Oyved Avodah Zarah, even though you're not really being Oyved Avodah Zarah, could also be Yarek V'Yavar. That's the Chayav Pshat and Taisus. So even though Mitzat Hilchas Avodah Zarah, you're Potter, there's still going to be Yarek V'Yavar. It's still inyan of kiddush Hashem al kapanim like a bezrayim davay desara. You learn out from the haftas Hashem lekecha levav kol nafshecha afil neitel snafshecha. So kiddush Hashem. That's why there's a din of yarek layave, even though it doesn't have a chiyuv of avay desara mitzad hilchas avay desara. The other kasha is that the Gemara says, the Mishnah says that a payer atzmi lepayer zeu vedasei zerik even lemakula zeu vedasei. The Gemara says, "Ava be the mechavan lebezuyah." Even though your kavan is to be mevazed a par, be mevazed a markulis, it's still a veidazar. But the Chayin of Teretz is like Taisus says in Nafsa Mechay that it means la'evdei bebezayin. That's what Taisus the Chayin says to answer the Chayin lefi the shita. The pshat is that you're not being mechavan stam to mevazed. It's some sort of a very weird aveda that you're being mekabel of belihus. You're doing a divine worship to it. But the way you'd worship it is bifurcated by being mevazet. It's a funny type of avodah zarah, but zo avodasa. But it's alts with kabbalah saliyah. That's what Taisa says in Nafsamach, hey? I mean Nafsamach dal. That's what he says in Nafsamach dal. And avodah mechav lezul oivdei b'mizu, because if not, it's like oivdei ma'avir that's part of according to Rav. Balkopan, and that's the first mahalach in the sugya that Rav is saying that any time you do a maisa avodah zarah, but you don't have in mind to makabal davay desire as belihus. You don't have in mind to accept davay desire as you're gone. That's not called davay desire, period. And you're not chayiv misa on such a thing. Taisa's second teretz is that be'etzim any that really Rav is maskin that davay desire has nothing to do with the mind. Davay desire is in the action. As long as you did an action of davay desire, you did an aveda hashtachavaya. Shchita, Zrika, Derech Avedasa to an Avedazar, even though he had absolutely no intention to Makabla as Belihus, that's Mamish Avedazar. So what does it mean, Mehavayira? We're not discussing your Aveda. The person's Aveda is an Avedazar, even if he's not Makabla. But we're talking about the Chevts of the Avedazar. In order to be Avin Avedazar, if you're not Makabla Belihus, someone out there got to be Makabla Belihus. If you shecht something to a thing, if you bow to a thing, and you're not mechavan to mekabel lehus, and nobody in the world is mekabel this for a lehus, so that's not a veidazar. If you bow down to a wall, and you have no kavanah that accept the wall as a god, and the wall is not accepted by anyone as a god, that's not a veidazar. Versteitzach. So the machlekes here is like this. Let's say you have something which nobody really considers it a god, but everyone's eivet it may have a veira. Like Haman. Haman, no one thought Haman was a god, but everyone said that Haman was a god. Everyone was Eved Haman als god. Why? May have a veira. Kichain Sivaloy HaMelech, that if you don't bow down to Haman, and the way the Gemara names on, it means bowing down to him as a divine, he's also asked by a desire, maybe he get killed, but no one really thinks that way. And maybe you can have such things that the kings should establish an avay desire, which no one really believes in, but everyone worships it, either Mehava or Meira. That's the Gemara Shaila. Abaye says it doesn't matter. Once the Apalcha, once people do worship it, it has a shame of a desire. So Mel, if you do Aveda to it, Yechayev, even though you're not Mekabel Baleha, and even though no one really is Mekabel Baleha, but people worship it, it is something which people give divine worship to, although no one gives any sincere divine worship to it. It doesn't matter. It's an Aveda desire. And Mameli Yechayev Atzavaydazar. Rav holds no. If nobody in the world is worshipping this sincerely, the entire Aveda of this Avaydazar is completely insincere. Everyone who's Aveda this Avaydazar is doing it Mehava V'yir. That's not a shame Avaydazar Bechal. So Mameli, if you also be Aveda Avaydazar without being Mekabel Baleha, that's not considered Avaydazar. But according to this Teretz, if there's an Avaydazar, which there aren't people that are worshipping B'tayrus Avedazara sincerely. No, you're worshipping it completely insincerely. You're worshipping it Mehava V'yira. Or, in that case, that's Mamash Avedazara, that's Chayiv Skila. So Mela, it's very good. Why it's Yarek V'yavar? Because it's Mamash Avedazara, even though it's Mehira, it's Mamash Avedazara, because they want you to worship an Avedazara, which isn't Avedazara. And who adin, Apayr Atzmi L'Apayr, or Hazarik Evel L'Merkulis, U'mechavel L'Bezuyeh, even though you have absolutely no kavana of worship, Bechlal Yisstam trying to stone it, be mevazit, it's still a Vaidazar, it's still a Chiv, because it's an Vaidazar which is worshipped sincerely by everyone else. And we'll speak about a little bit more on Daf Samach Dalet. But those are the two Mahalchim in Taisus. Now, there's a third malach in the Rishayim. The Ran brings down the Rabbeinu David. And it says like this, Nachama. Taisa's first malach is the pshat. As long as you don't have any kavana for divine worship, that's not called Avodah Zarah klal l'chlal. Even if you're mamish doing Avodah Zarah, you're going to a getchka and shechting, or doing derech avedasa, or bowing, or whatever it is, but as long as your kavan is not divine worship, it's not Avodah Zarah b'chlal. Even though it's not Avodah Zarah, Inachi of Misa, it still is a din of Yarek v'yavar. It says Kiddush Hashem. It's like a potem ligar mei b'zrayim at Avodah Zarah, the way we explained. Oh, but there's no chi of Avodah Zarah b'chlal, b'chai gavna. According to Rava. Rava holds yeah, Rava holds not. According to second Tesis, if it's an official Avodah Zarah that people worship it sincerely, then it doesn't matter. Avodah Zarah, even according to Rava, is telling the action, not in the mind. And if you do an Avodah to an Avodah Zarah, even though you don't have any kavanah l'lius, it's Avodah Zarah mamash et skila. And the machlokes is in the shame of Avodah Zarah, if it's an Avodah Zarah that nobody worships sincerely, so maybe it doesn't have a shame of Avodah Zarah b'chlal, and mamele you do Avodah to it, shalai l'shem kabbalah l'lius, it won't be considered Avodah Zarah. The Ran Rabbeinu and David has a third pshat, something in the middle. The way we're saying, the first pshat holds the Kabbalah Salihus is part of being Avodah Avodah Zarah. And the second pshat holds no. It has nothing to do with being Avodah Avodah Zarah. The Avodah is what's being Avodah Avodah Zarah. But tonight, that the Getchka is something which is Elohus, at least to other people. The Rabbeinu David is in the middle. If what you're doing looks like Kabbalah Salihus, if you're doing a Meister which looks like Kabbalah Salihus, even though in your heart of hearts you're not being Mekabel Elihus, but what you're doing looks like Kabbalah Elihus, so then it's Avodah Zarah. Mashengen, if what you're doing it's nicker, then it's just Me'ahava V'yira, that's the Machlekes Rabbi and Rava. Via Rava holds it's not Avodah Zarah. So the first Pshat holds and Tais holds you need Kabbalah Elihus to be Avodah Zarah, period. Second Pshat holds you don't need Kabbalah Elihus to be Avodah Zarah, period. This Pshat holds in the middle. You need it to look like a Kabbalah Salihus. You need it to be a Maisa which is nearer like a Kabbalah Salihus. So Meili says like this, if you go and say Eli Atta to the Avodah Zarah, even though someone pointed a gun to you and said, say Eli Atta to this Avodah Zarah, and you listen, that is Avodah Zarah. Because that looks like a Kabbalah Salihus, even though you're doing it under stress. But that's Kabbalah Salihus Mamish, that's Avodah Zarah, even if you do it may have of the year. Also, if you're over the Avodah Zarah without any stress, there's no one forcing you. We don't see anyone forcing you, no Ahava, no Yira, no nothing. And you're over the Avodah Zarah stam. So that's a Maisa that looks like a Kabbalah Salihus. That's also Avodah Zarah. Machlokes Abaye and Rava is, if it's nikah from what you're doing, that you're doing it, Shalai L'Shem Kabbalah Salihus, you're doing it for Ahava V'Yira. Abaye holds, even though it's nikah that there's no Kabbalah Salihus, the Maisa it's Avodah Zarah. Rava says no. Anytime it's nicker that there's no Kabbalah Salihus there, you didn't say Eliyata Bechlal. And the Avodah is clearly done. Someone points a gun and says, bow. Go bow down. So you bow down. But it's nicker. You never said that it's Avodah Zarah. And you're bowing not because Kabbalah Salihus, you're bowing because you don't want to get your head blown off. Or even without an Einis Misa. You're bowing Mehava. You're bowing Meira. That in such a case where it's nicker, that's where Rava holds his partner. So mainly, you don't have a kasha from payer atzmi lepayer zarek ever lemakulis. Even though you in your heart of hearts is mechavan lebzuye, but it's not nicker that way. So mainly, that's why it's avodah zarah. And you don't have a kasha from yarek valyaver, because when he holds enechinami, if they're forcing you to go do a maisa avodah enechinami, it's mashmut. There wouldn't be a din of yarek valyaver lefi the yad ramah. I mean lefi rebbeinu David, lefi the chiddush shirah b'shein the rebbeinu David, because that's mehav v'yira, but. It's Yarek Valyaver if they force you to say Eliyata. They force you to say that you're being Mekabel Elihus. When you're saying a Kabbalah Salihus, even though you're doing it Mehav V'yira, that's a Kabbalah Salihus, that becomes Avodah Zarah altogether. So those are the three Mahalachim. Tai's first Mahalach is that without Kabbalah Salihus, Mamish is no Avodah Zarah. It's still Yarek Valyaver. And Payer Asmi Lepar, you have to say, is Mechavan La'evda Bebizui. It's Taka, that's part of the Avodah, that's part of the Kabbalah Salihus. Mechavan Lebzui means La'evda Bebizui. According to Taisa's second Tarets, if it's a bona fide Avodah Zarah, you don't need Kabbalah Salihus Bechlal. The Avodah Lein is an Avodah Zarah. The only case of Avodah is everyone's Avodah Mechavah. And according to Beinu Dovin, you don't need an actual Kabbalah Salihus, but the Pshat is, has to look like a Kabbalah Salihus. So if you do it minastam, even though in your hearts you're not mekabel b'loya, that's mamash avodah zarah. And if you makabel lihus beferish, even if you do that mehav the year, that's also mamish avaydazara. But if you do the avayd and it's niki, you're doing a mehav the year, it's niki, there's no kabbalah lihus, that's the machlokes of Ayin Rabba. One more interesting nakuda on the sugi is the Rambam. The Rambam has a different taich of a hav of the year. In Rashi, we said it's a hav of Sodom and Yira Sodom. The Rambam says a hav of the year means, a hava means he's choshak b'tzur zub ne malachta shaysenoa b'yaser. And Yira means he's of the Mirasi la Hashem and Tariya loy kameshi medaman of der shimitivu meiriya. So the Rambam holds that a hava to the Avodah Zarah and a Yira of the Avodah Zarah, that's also called the hav of the year. That's not called Kabbalah Salihus. In that case, he says, Mkibbal v'lachayv skila. And if not, the potter. So he is learning a hav of the year doesn't mean a hav of Sodom and Yira Sodom. It means a hav of Avodah Zarah. You love the Avodah Zarah, you think it's beautiful, you think it's spiritual, you want to be over the Avodah Zarah because it's such a wonderful thing, but it's not a God. You're not accepting it as a divine God. Or you're scared of the Avodah Zarah, you think if you're not going to be over the Avodah Zarah, it's going to cause you problems. If you're over it, it'll cause you success, but it's not a God. You're not accepting it as a God. That's how the Rambam teaches a hav of the year. So the Rantain is, if someone loves the worship of the Avodah Zarah, or someone believes that the Getchka could help him or hurt him, there's no such thing as not Makabal Lihus. That's Kabbalah Salihus. That's Mamash Avodah Zarah. So the Avodah Zarah don't believe that their God is a supreme being. A lot of them know that there's an Avishta. They call him El-Elakad El-Ahaya. He's the God of the gods. And they believe he doesn't mix in so much to this world. He gives it over to the Sarim, so the Avodah Zarah. But Zakhtaran, that's Mamash Avodah Zarah. A half of the year is Dafka, half is Adam, year is Adam. You couldn't care less about the Avodah Zarah. You're doing it because you want to make somebody feel better. You're doing it for your wife, you're doing it for your relative, or Yira. You're afraid of somebody, you're doing it for your boss. You're doing it because the government wants you to do it. That's a half of the year. But if you have an Ahava to the Avodah Zarah and you want to be over it, because you think that the Avodah is not a B'yosa, like the Rambam says. Well, if you have a year from the Avodah Zarah, and you want to be over it, because you think it's Metiva Meriya, Kederach Sha'ivdom La, so that's the Avodah Zarah. That is the Avodah Zarah Mamish. So this is a very interesting Machlokes Yishayinim, Machlokes the Rambam and the Chedush Aran. In the Rambam, we have to fatifzach a little bit. What exactly is Kabbalah Saleha? How does he answer the Ran's Taina? How does he understand Kabbalah Saleha? What does it mean accepting it as a God? And what does it mean it's not a God, but it still is a Kayach, Mimetiv, and Meiriya, which that he holds is not considered Mamash Avodah Zarah? Of course, it's Aser anyway. The only Shaila is a guy, Mechiv Misa. But Al Kapanin, he's saying that's not really Avodah Zarah. Maybe it'll be an Afkamina, Legabi Takruvis Avodah Zarah Vechuli. There might be an Afkamina. If you have a cat which doesn't accept the Avodah Zarah as a God, they're just aiming it because they hold as the Metiva Meriah. Lefi the Rambam could be that won't be called the Kruvus of Avodah Zarah. Lefi the Ran, Avada wouldn't be called the Kruvus of Avodah Zarah. So it might have an Afkamina Lalacha. But Avada, it's taught to be a Rochav, what exactly this philosophy is, and how to fatayish it exactly. What does it mean accepting as a God, and what does it mean it's just Metiva Meriah, but it's not a God? And you have to know there's an Afkamina Lagabe Teruvus Akapanim, Interessanta Machalikas Rambam and Chedusha Aran.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mekayimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.